May the 10th, Proverbs chapter 10. Welcome to Proverbs for the day. May the 10th, Proverbs 10, verses 7 to 9. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. Wow. Listen, there's so much in the scriptures. Someone says, oh, it's dry, it's boring, it's outdated. Never! I mean, never. It ain't. You haven't heard the song, you know? If you find when you read it that there's something wrong with you, Gary Duty's song, well, I say amen to myself. I think of that song when I'm reading the Bible. If I'm having a hard time with it, I'm like, okay, Mike, something's wrong. There's a blockage here. There's an attitude problem. Deal with this thing, Michael. Now, he says, the memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Okay? Notice here that he says, the wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. All right? Notice here, the memory of the just is blessed. Now, he's not talking about your memory, your ability to remember things. Ben Carson did say that everyone has perfect memory. And someone challenged him. He said, no, he said, you're thinking I said everyone has perfect recall. He said, but your brain has recorded it. A sight, a smell, a sound, a touch. He said, just that some people have better recall than others. The memory of the just. Who was that memory be with? Well, it might be with the generation now and to follow. Because it says the name of the wicked shall rot. Well, that looks like it to me. Looks to me like it's facing something that's just down the road. Picture it, will you? The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. You ever seen an old sign for somewhere? You've been on an old country road, or I've been in the outback and see a sign that had been there a long time and it had already started rotting. Or have you ever heard somebody's name that, to think about it, brings a sense of rottenness? And you think today that they've made famous some horrible criminals, people that have done dastardly deeds of crucifying, etc. I think for the average person that has studied some history, when they say Hitler, they don't think of a positive name. And so he says here, the memory of the just is blessed. Now, in the Bible, you've got to define what the just is. In the Bible, you've got to figure out who the just are. And the just are those who trust in God. He justifies them. So he says the memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. In other words, their name goes away. Let's say they get themselves a famous name. Let's say they get themselves a widely known name. Let's say some even get an acceptable name. He says if they're wicked, it'll rot. It'll decay. So no matter what kind of name I can get, if I'm doing it by practicing wickedness, now these devotions are for us personally. They're not for you to go around and try to find all the people that you think, you know, oh, that's wicked. Well, it might be. But I'm like Martin Luther. He said, Martin Luther was sentenced to death by the Pope. And he said, I have within me someone I fear more than all the popes and bishops of Rome. He said, I have within me the great Pope self. Because it says in verse 8, the wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. You know, it is so important early on in life to cultivate the ability to take commandments. You know, it's not just so that they can have people to boss around, that they have compulsory military service in some places. This prating fool, in contrast, is someone who's always babbling and chattering and back-talking and just yakking. Here he says, the wise in heart will receive commandments. And the picture is taking it in and responding to it, and learning to take orders. While it's true that drill on the drill field is not enough to get you through battle, it is a necessary part of getting ready to say no to yourself when you face something that you can't even describe until you're there. The reason they drill, and the reason in law enforcement, and even the reason in self-defense classes that you drill, is so that you won't follow your own little instincts. The wise in heart will receive commandments. I mean, if we could talk about the Ten Commandments. Someone who's wise in heart will receive those commandments. Now, the wise in heart receive commandments, but a prating fool shall follow. This is somebody who always has something to say about the commandments. This is somebody who always has a response back about the commandments. Now, I don't claim to be perfect about it, but I have learned this. I have learned this. I would rather somebody think I know nothing and tell me a lot of things I already know if it's going to lead me to find out the thing I don't know yet. Many times, and I've learned this through the other men's example, but I've learned to ask a question and say, look, explain this to me as if I don't know anything. And many people get bored with that, but I don't, because, you know, I'm going along the way and maybe that one basic thing, one little thing, part of the basics that I have forgotten is what I'm missing and need. And so the prating fool shall fall. Now watch. This all fits together. Okay? He that walketh uprightly walketh surely. Now let me give you some physical illustrations. If you walk with your head down, you're very likely to run into stuff. I don't know how much kind of construction or other work you've done or things like that, but I have literally knocked myself to my knees before by not looking up enough when I'm walking through a building that was framing or walking under something I was working on, or the bill of your cap's down and you don't see it, and wham, or you're out in the woods hunting or hiking or whatever and you don't see it, and I mean you're going along just charging like a bull through a china shop like some of us do, and wham, you hit that thing. He that walketh uprightly. What's the physical picture there? It's the idea that you walk uprightly. You say, well, what do you mean? Instead of bent over. Instead of twisted. Instead of looking down. Instead of getting as close to the earth as we can. We walk as upright as we can. It doesn't make us better, but we are better off. We don't do it because we're a Bible-believing independent Baptist. We don't do it so that somebody will say, that's a good fella, and we feel better about ourselves. He that walketh uprightly, would you mark this? Walketh surely. Surely. Sound-footed. His steps aren't going to slip. He's not going to get knocked off his feet. See, there are many things that you do if you want to walk uprightly that are the same things that someone else who's self-righteous does or is trying to even work their way to heaven. They're the same thing, but we're doing it for a different motive. We're doing it to walk surely. I don't want to stumble and fall. Now, maybe you women, many of you have maybe never gone shooting or hunting or anything like that, or done something that was dangerous. I've worked on high buildings and different things, or on top trees. And you want to have your footing right because it can lead to a lot of troubles. Okay? You ever notice you go in a store and they'll have those tent signs that say, those little sandwich boards that say, wet floor, caution, floor is wet? Because they know when that floor is wet, you're not as likely to walk, surely. Have you ever noticed that if you're not careful, you can forget to walk uprightly about things and you get to leaning one way or leaning the other? Now listen, child of God, you're not to lean. You know what they teach you in martial arts? They teach you not to lean into your opponent. They teach you to stand. When they come at you, you resist and then you go ahead and, you know, sowing and reaping. They wanted to give you something, instead you just give it back. And you give it back with multiplicity, okay? Some of y'all get that. My point is this. I want to walk surely. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely. But he that perverteth his ways shall be known. Why? Because you're going to fall. Now, if you fall, you got to get back up. Fair enough. Okay? Because if you think that life is about perfection, well, then you're still stuck in that humanism mode. But I don't fall on purpose, and I don't want to fall out of negligence. So my goal, my aim, my rule is walk uprightly. Do the upright thing. Psalm 15 says, "He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not." When I give my word on something, I do it. Now, if God says you have to let that go, you let it go. But for the most part, follow through and be upright. He that walketh upright walketh surely. One of the ways that people fall today is they get their head down. Or they get to lean into one side or another. Or they get to leaning back or leaning into. They're not upright. Do the upright thing. It's not always what's wrong with something. The question sometimes is, what's right with it? It's not always, can someone give you a list of what's wrong with what you're doing? The question is, what's upright about it? God bless you.